Yes.
Oh, I'm scared.
Let her walk in one of my shoes for a while.
Gay fool in an all-dude school. Oh, I'm in a tizzy about my friend Timmy. It's such a pity, my friend Timmy. Poor, 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 poor Timothy.
There's a bunch of people out there I want to love and thank and send warm wishes to, and I'd like to say you know who you are. I know a bunch of you do. Just know that somebody in Michigan is thinking about you and appreciate you, and oh, my Poodle McNoodle and Big Fatty, y'all are, you make me laugh and crack me up every day, so I'm so thankful for you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'd like to say you know who you are.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is Episode 1352 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 2th of April 2013. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all. We've got some voice letters, and I want to talk about missing people. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, foolers. Big Fatty, you're a day late and a dollar short. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you know why you're foolers. You know why you're P-H-O-O-L-E-R-S. Yes, Big Fatty. Because y'all, it was Monday. Monday was April Fool's Day. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, and I gotta say, the best Twitty I saw about April Fools was from somebody who was using an account entitled Helen Keller. Now, you know who Helen Keller is, y'all. And Helen Keller tweeted, "It was lovely seeing everybody today, April Fool." Yo, Big Fatty ain't right. Big Fatty ain't right. But y'all, I thought that was it's little things like that that just make me, y'all, it makes me just giggle like a schoolgirl. Yes, Big Fatty, we know. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that, Timmy Sims? And y'all, he put out a little show, and y'all, it was just lovely hearing Timmy Sims's voice. And y'all, evidently, he has been working hard on doing the little to no carb and little to no dairy and little to no sugar eating plan that Big Fatty does. And y'all, I'm just as proud as a peach. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I don't know. Y'all, I'm just proud as a peach of Timmy. And y'all, quite frankly, I'm proud as a peach of over numerous people that have started to watch their intake and been taking a little better care of their health and everything. I know that veritable Virgo. Y'all, I tell you what, there's nobody that counts the points on the Weight Watchers more than that veritable Virgo. And y'all, he tells every damn person out there, "Oh, I just had such and such and so, and that is 4 points on the Weight Watchers." And y'all, some people would say, "Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds annoying," but y'all, it's actually kind of interesting he's got that mindset. And y'all, I think that is the key on any kind of a health related program. You gotta be in the right mindset. You just gotta be in the right mindset. And y'all, I know that Gavin, the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. He's doing the Weight Watchers also, and y'all, I think it's just gonna be unbelievable to see these folks out there at the Pride 48 right, and see how well they've done and everything. And Timmy Sims, y'all, I'm just probably just Timmy Sims wasn't fat like Gavin. Freddie, you shouldn't say that. But anyway, y'all, I tell you, the honest to goodness truth, if Gavin would just cut his hair, he'd lose 15 pounds. But anyway, y'all, I just want to wish them well. But y'all, it's just, you know, Timmy Sims is one of what I call the missing people. And y'all, he just went missing there for a little while. And y'all, it's just, it just does my heart good when folks start to come back around, y'all. And you know, I know that there are some people that that might be embarrassed that they've been gone, and you went into radio silence for a time period and everything. But y'all, quite frankly, we don't care. If you just need a little time to reevaluate things and all that kind of stuff, just know that there are people that care for you when you decide to come back, because y'all, we do. And you know, it's like y'all, quite frankly, that the crazy Mexican that had him, y'all, he's kind of gone into radio silence also. And y'all, I sent him a little e-letter and I said, I just miss you. And y'all, Larkin out there in the sack of tomatoes, y'all, he's another one that has gone into kind of quiet mode. I know that he saw JR and, I'll tell you what that is in a second, and Calvin from the How to Do Pancakes. He saw them a while back during a visit, so I know he's alive and well. And but y'all, don't be embarrassed if you decide to go away for a little while and then decide to come back. Y'all, we all get it. We get it, okay? We get it. And there's nothing to be ashamed of, or there's no explanation required. Yeah, people are interested, but if you just say, you know, I just needed a little time, then so be it. You just needed a little time. So anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that. Y'all, did you notice over there at the WWW, over at the BFO today, y'all, reveal, you know, the first day of the month, Shalom Lake, Big Freddy, trademark. The new artwork from the BFO calendar is over there, so you can all go over there and take a look at it and print it out and put it on your own calendar if you want to. It's a Big Fatty dealing with the April showers. Oh, dear Gussie. And sure enough, y'all, April Fool's morning, it was showering here in Charleston. But y'all, it's turned out to be a lovely afternoon. Quite frankly, later tonight after I finish recording the little show, y'all, I'm gonna turn on the TV machine. Y'all, I'm gonna watch opening day of Major League Sports Ball, because y'all, you know, I like to y'all, if you hadn't watched baseball players, you don't have to understand the game at all, but y'all, baseball is a young man's game, y'all, and so I suggest that you just turn the volume down and turn on your cha-cha music and watch the players grab and scratch themselves. Fatty, please. So anyway, y'all, you know, I went and got me some new specs a couple of weeks ago, about, I think it's the 22th, and y'all, they told me it'd probably be about 10 days, and so y'all, on Monday, I called and said, okay, hi, this is Rick Friday, and I was just seeing if my specs had come in. They said, no, y'all, speaking of people that have just kind of disappeared, y'all, where's that Kyle in the Hawaiians? Has he just fallen into a volcano or something like that? Y'all, I'm worried about Kyle in the Hawaiians. Get out of that volcano. But anyway, so y'all, they telling me that later today, the 2th of April, that my new specs will be ready. So y'all, there may be a picture. There may be a picture. You just never know about these things. Big Fatty, you know what else you never know about? No, Poodle, what? Voice letters?
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Farty. Guess what? Okay, here's my unsolicited advice. Ouch. Don't throw those EOBs aside thinking, you know, those envelopes, because I just opened one that I received in February because I'm cleaning the crap off my table, and there's a check in there for $195. It's like hitting the lottery. Jackpot.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that is Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon, thank you so much for calling. Y'all, and I have to admit, I don't know what an EOB is. When she said that, I thought it was EOB. I thought it was exiting of birth canal. Beh, Fanny. But y'all, I don't know. But anyway, y'all, something very very similar happened to the hats. They got a letter, and my mother almost threw it away, thinking it was a solicitation or some of that junk mail. And y'all, there was a form in there, and it says we may have money for you from something. I don't know what it was. And y'all, she filled it out. And y'all, I know it sounds kind of like a scam, but it wasn't. And y'all, she got a check for $490-something in the mail. And y'all, it was like the Easter Bunny had taken a big old cash dump right there. Ready? That's vulgar. But Miss Bacon, I think it's wonderful that you've gotten another $200. Big Fatty, that's almost 20% of the cash prize she's given for doing the comments. So, congratulations, Miss Bacon. Yes, Big Fatty.
First, happy birthday, Romo. So here's my day. I cooked 18 hard-boiled eggs and said, oh, we'll color them today, and tomorrow I'll turn them into potato salad. And now I was just reading the instructions on the egg coloring kit, and they're supposed to be hot. So can't reheat them. If I reheat them, I won't be able to turn them into salad. They'll be like rotten or something. So anyway, but mostly happy birthday, Momo.
Yeah, Gussie, Miss Bacon has called again, and y'all, it is not Romo's celebration of exiting the birth canal today. It's coming up later this week, but Miss Bacon's Johnny on the spot. She is Johnny on the spot, except when it comes to making potato salad. Y'all, quite frankly, don't you need potatoes for potato salad? I mean, she's talking about putting eggs in it. Never vulgar, Big Fatty. It's just vulgar. And y'all, and didn't she say she had like 18 eggs? I mean, y'all, why would you put 18 eggs in potato salad? Big Fatty is probably full of that mayonnaise, too. It's just vulgar. Y'all, it's just, and you know, boiled eggs, they smell like Big Fatty, we know what they smell like. And so, y'all, you mix that with the mayonnaise, and y'all, it's a recipe for disaster. You can say that again, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm sure most of you have heard by now that for the Pride 48, y'all, the folks from the Pod Is My Co-Pilot, They are going to be jet setting it out to Las Wages for the Pride 48 weekend. And y'all, I heard from Joe Z. You know, he's there in the Tejas. Heard on Monday from him that he is coming out to the Pride 48 also. And y'all, Mr. 1234 himself, y'all, Mr. Michael Sage, y'all who's evidently been sick as a goat. Big Freddy, why is a goat sick? I don't know. y'all, he is hoping to make it also this year. And I just want to remind everyone, if you're planning on coming, just kind of hang off on making your hotel reservations right now, because we're going to be getting our group code soon. You can go and, you know, check the website, and they got a good deal or something like that. I'm sure it'll be on the Face Space or the Twitty or something like that. But y'all, now's the time to be looking for your airfare, and y'all, that's what Granny is doing, because, you know, not Miss Porter, but Granny is going to be coming to the Pride 48 this year. Big Fanny, does she even know what a little show is? No, she barely knows who she is. Yeah, I guess y'all, I spoke to the Hats over the weekend, and y'all, my mother has sent me some little things, little factettes, little factoids that I thought that you might like to hear about. I know when that Hat M comes back and catches up on all these, he's just gonna love this. But y'all, it's there's about 25 of them. I'm just gonna read until the music starts. Big Fatty, please let that music start. It says apples, not caffeine, are more efficient at waking you up in the morning. Y'all had no idea. No idea. Did you know that Alfred Hitchcock did not have a belly button? Big Fatty, vulgar. A pack a day smoker will lose approximately two teeth every 10 years. Dear Gussie, y'all, right there. Right there, that's reason enough to quit smoking. Two teeth every 10 years. Y'all, if you're 50 years old, you've been smoking for 40 years, that's 8 teeth. Big Freddy. People do not get sick from cold weather. It's from being indoors a lot more. Well, y'all, I'm telling you, the cold weather has left Charleston. It was lovely today. When you sneeze, all your bodily functions stop, even your heart. Big Freddy, could you sneeze more often and fart less? Yes. Only 7% of the population are lefties. Now, y'all, by lefties, I assume that they mean left-handed. Big Freddy. 40 people are sent to the hospital for dog bites every minute. Big Freddy. Babies are born without kneecaps. They don't appear until they are 2 to 6 years old. Y'all had no idea about that. The average person over 50, that would be Big Patty. The average person over 50 will have spent 5 years waiting in lines. Yes, Big Patty, I believe that. The toothbrush. Y'all, you want to know when the toothbrush was invented? 1498. Y'all, that's just 6 years after Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Big fat. The average housefly, you know how long they live, y'all? What's the lifespan of the average housefly? 1 month. Big fatty, you kill them quicker than that. I said this will be the last one I do. 40,000 Americans are injured by turlets each year. Big fatty, your turlet is a killer. I'm surprised most of those injuries don't come from your turlet. So, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, Tuesday. I hope you got out on Monday and got you some half-price chocolate Easter bunnies and jelly beans. And I hope that you and everybody else will just check in with Big Fatty every now and then, kind of like Timmy Sims did. Isn't that right, Timmy? Don't you want to tell them all something, too?
I'd like to say you know who you are.
Oh, yes, they know who they are. They need to check in with Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.